Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 14th of February. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, the government has announced that for 2022-23, the auto-enrolment earnings trigger and the qualifying earnings band will remain at their current levels. Separately, the government is seeking views on what metrics should be taken into account when setting the future state pension age, including issues such as intergenerational fairness, changes in the nature of work, and sustainability and affordability. Turning to the courts, we report on a High Court decision involving consideration of the meaning of dependency in relation to death benefits and the management of conflicts of interest. The case involved a request by an independent trustee for the court to approve its contested decision to pay death benefits to a member's partner, who was also a trustee of the scheme. The court found that reasonable steps had been taken to manage the conflicts of interest involved in the decision. Also this week, the pensions regulator has announced that the former owner of Norton Motorcycles has pleaded guilty in a relatively rare case of prosecution of breach of the rules restricting employer-related investment. The full version of What's New This Week also covers a consultation by the Information Commissioner's Office on further chapters of its draft guidance on anonymisation, pseudonymisation and privacy-enhancing technologies. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.